is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Immigration, Randall's Island, the East River of the New York City metropolitan area. I welcome Daniel Hanniker, the deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, writing most recently about a convergence of phenomenon in the Western Hemisphere. Venezuela, which is dominated by an illegitimate regime and in league with adversaries of the United States and NATO. That would be Russia, that would be Iran, that would be Cuba. However, Venezuela has, over these last years, turned into a nightmare for the people who live there. Inadequate hospitals, inadequate food, no opportunity, and brutality, even by the Cuban surveillance crowd that is brought in to maintain order. Hence, Venezuelans flee. Young Venezuelans flee. And Dan, in his column, notices that the Venezuelans arriving in New York City, now to be housed is the plan on Randall's Island, are not typical of what we saw the last few years of young families making their way north in Mexico. These are vigorous young people with big shoulders and education. Dan, what does this say about what's happening in immigration in New York, but also in the United States? Good evening to you.
Hi there, John. Well, I think one of the big things it tells us is that the issue of immigration has been one of the most neuralgic in U.S. politics for a long time. Many efforts have been made to reform our immigration laws. They keep failing. The last Immigration Reform Act dates back to 1986. So it has been gridlock, even as the problem persists. But it sort of has kind of receded to a second-tier issue. It runs in the background all the time. Well, what you've just been describing, John, is an issue that is now on the front burner. It's no longer wandering around in the background. In fact, some 2 million migrants have wandered across the Rio Grande River in the past year, and they are ending up all over the United States, either bused to New York City, as Governor Abbott of Texas and Governor Ducey of Arizona have done, or many, like these Venezuelans you just described, are coming on their own to New York City. They're in Boston, in Chicago, in Washington, D.C. So the country has become acutely aware of this mess. And I think, John, that it may be, among other things, changing the politics of immigration. The politics of immigration for a long time essentially could be summed up as the idea that the Republican Party is somehow anti-immigrant and the Democratic Party is pro-immigrant. And the Democrats prove this by establishing things they call sanctuary cities, right, for the immigrants. And now suddenly we see this flow of migrants into a big city like New York, a city of 8.8 million people. Several thousand migrants have come here, and suddenly the sanctuary city itself is in crisis with no idea what to do with these migrants. And so, as you were describing, the mayor is attempting to set up a tent city on an island in the middle of the East River. We won't go so far as to call it Devil's Island, but it's a hard island to access, let me tell you that. And we're heading into winter. Mayor Adams, along with Governor Kathy Hochul, just this week have called on Democratic President Joe Biden to take ownership of the immigration issue and do something, mainly that do something being send New York City money to somehow pay to house all these people. So it looks as though, to me, John, as though the Democrats at the moment are on the downside of the immigration issue. They are showing to have no more solution to it when under pressure than anyone else. And I think that's going to show up in some of these midterm elections, certainly in the Senate race in Arizona, in Nevada, many of the House at-risk toss-up House races along the border in Texas that are held by Democrats. It could go Republican. So it's become a front burner issue now, John, and what's going on here in New York makes that pretty clear.
A detail here. It's very confusing, Dan. Since your column appeared, there's been news in New York that the Department of Homeland Security has, on its website, has somehow changed its recommendations for how to regard people from Venezuela in particular, putting in new filters, new bars to get over. One of them to show a sponsorship, or you will be returned to Mexico. This was a policy I thought the Biden administration had canceled, and it now looks as if they've reversed it, perhaps only for Venezuelans. It's very peculiar. I can't be precise.
It is a very peculiar policy of targeting Venezuelans like this. So Venezuelans who have come recently to Texas across the river are the ones that are now presumably going to be returned to Mexico, which was basically Trump policy for a lot of the migrants coming into Texas. So now they're singling out Venezuelans, but then creating a quota for Venezuelans to come from the country itself to the United States if they can establish a sponsorship somewhere in the United States, which I don't think will be too difficult for most of them to do. The only connection one can conceivably make in why these people have been singled out is that it might have something to do with the Biden administration's desire to have the Venezuelan government pump more oil to relieve the pressure on energy prices. I can't quite see the logic of it unless the Maduro regime somehow feels that the more people leaving Venezuela, the better at the moment, since inflation is at astronomical levels in Venezuela, and probably internally Venezuela feels it's facing some instability, potential instability, no matter how much the government owns the guns there. But beyond that, the idea that you would single out Venezuelans like this rather than the Nicaraguan, 200,000 Cubans have come in the last year, John, traveling across Mexico and Panama to get here. And then you have all of the people who came from the Northern Triangle, countries of Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. All of a sudden, the Biden administration is singling out Venezuelans. It just shows what a complete collapse of leadership and governance we have on this awful and embarrassing issue of migration into the United States.
A small detail, Dan, that might be, it's very fetching in your column, an opportunity for the next generation of Republicans, leadership. Are you imagining that these Venezuelans are a source of energy and sophistications, similar to how the Cubans proved to be that, who fled the Cuban island in the early days of the communist takeover? Could we invite them to stay because they're fleeing a regime that we regard as illegitimate? We have about a minute.
Now, I think it's time to, yes, to start rethinking this issue. I mean, we all know about the Statue of Liberty. It represents opportunity and liberty. That's what these people are coming here for. They're coming here to rebuild their lives. And if we could rationalize the immigration system in a way that will allow best people from these countries to come here, as they did from Cuba to Florida in the 1960s, I think we have an opportunity, the Republicans have an opportunity there to get a lot of people on their side and to benefit the United States at the same time.
One final detail. The Daily News headline says Biden quietly unveils new border policy about Venezuela. That word quietly is puzzling to me. Does this mean that the Biden administration doesn't want to talk about it? That this is a policy that will disappear after the midterm? They're keeping it low key. We just have a few seconds.
Yeah, I think they are. They have kept the whole immigration issue low key for 2 years, John, but with 2 million people coming into the country, that's a little bit difficult to keep low key, wouldn't you say?
And the money, is it coming from Washington that you can see, Dan? Have you checked your mail?
I've checked with Mayor Adams, and no, the money is not in the mail by any means to help out in New York City.
Daniel Henniger, the deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, writing his column Wonderland. I'm John Batchelor.